We think about, for instance, shows like Survivor and An Apprentice, Extreme Makeover, Home Edition, and Wife Swap, and so on, that I think most people would connect with reality TV. But we're also interested in just the proliferation of instructional and educational venues like the Home and Garden Network and Dr. Phil and the Learning Channel and the Discovery Channel that arguably, in some ways, have commercialize something that you might recognize as educational television. And so we see that as having happened in this decade.
And you make the connection between those types of reality TV shows and the cable networks that you mentioned as self-improvement, as giving sort of a moral guidepost that pulling yourself up from the bootstraps is the way to go.
Exactly. And certainly self-enterprise or do it yourself is not it is arguably a deeply embedded value or mythology in the United States. But we also see it as having become consonant with a set of policy programs that were about breaking dependencies on the state, on government, and the tendency to privatize, to outsource all sorts of public services, welfare, arguably the debate that we're having now about healthcare, is still in some ways about the limits of government, the responsibilities of citizens, and the role of private corporate providers, to use that word with respect to healthcare, within all of that. So, we see it as no small coincidence that there was a sort of bubbling up of programs like Extreme Makeover Home Edition that has been arguably one of the stalwarts of the reality TV years on ABC that in many ways is about rewarding not just self-enterprisers, not people like on Donald Trump's The Apprentice who are striving to be a kind of paragon of self-enterprise, but more people who are trying to give back and who in that way weekly valorize the role of private corporations like Disney and ABC in being public providers of welfare and service and so
but,
on.
But in the end, we have, you know, a very select few groups of families, the Montgomerys here in Philo, as being very lucky and having their fantasies fulfilled because of the work that they've put in. But that doesn't happen to 99.99% of people.
Absolutely.
Who do that.
It's not lost on my undergraduate students when we thought they usually are quick to point out that, is this just a kind of optic? Is it just sort of providing the an illusion that there is, in fact, some kind of help and outreach, when in fact it resembles something closer to a kind of lottery of being a lucky recipient of not like the clearinghouse giveaway, but of being rewarded really for doing some kind of public service on a small scale, right?